Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, September 19th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate carried a story headlined, "Aged Poor Will Get Homes Repaired." Help was on the way for the poor among the seniors of Barbados who were unable to upkeep their homes. At a press conference the day before, church warden Mr. Bruce Weatherhead made it known that in a few days, the Poor Law Board of the Parish of St. Michael intended to embark on a project to repair the houses of old age and parochial pensioners. The letter further revealed that the board had previously approached the central government on the matter and was awaiting a response. Mr. Weatherhead lamented the dire condition of the dwellings of the poor people, whom he said brought their plight to the board as their homes were in serious disrepair. He reported that some of the houses were actually falling down. Rain wet them. Some of them had to leave their homes altogether, and others patched theirs with cardboard. Some people would prefer to stay in their homes and get wet or even die, he said, before they would go to the St. Michael's Almshouse. They also contended that with their pensions they could buy food, and if they could only get their houses fixed, they could stay in them. Given the state of affairs with the elderly poor, Mr. Weatherhead observed that he and his board thought the case a very deserving one and encouraged that if any members of the public wanted to help by subscriptions, as the $2,000 would not go very far, he would be grateful. Pulling out all the stops, Mr. Weatherhead also approached the executive committee by letter to the colonial secretary, seeking a grant from the labor welfare funds, as many of the people had been agricultural workers. He also reminded the government that the church warden's fund had not for the last 2 to 3 years received any subscriptions for that purpose, and suggested that a maximum of $20 per house be given. So on this day, September 19th, 1950, the fight for the cause of the elderly poor highlighted the commitment of the local government to alleviate the suffering of the vulnerable.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.